Wilson will go to the air. Takes it out of the shotgun. The Colts with some pressure. He airs one deep down the sideline. It is knocked away. And great catch by Doug Baldwin. Baldwin makes the catch at about the Colts' 34-yard line. This is going to be about a 44-yard field goal for Blair Walsh to try to give the Seahawks the early lead. The snap is high. The kick is on its way, and the kick is good. Seattle takes an early 3-0 lead. Sanchez waiting for the snap. They might come after him. The snap is there. He gets the punt away and hangs it up high. Chasing it downfield is Kenny Moore. He keeps it in bounds. What a play.
Great play.
Down at the 1-yard line. Kenny Moore made a great play. Wilson back to throw. He's going to be hit. He throws it upfield incomplete. It was very close to a sack, and if it would have been, it would have been a safety. Nate Hairston got there. They're talking about it, but he got rid of the ball just in time.
Fourth down.
The challenge flag coming out, and we'll see what the Colts might have seen on this play.
It's awfully close.
Yep.
Awfully close.
Awfully close to a safety, and safety would have been 2 points. Yeah, we'll see what they do. We've lost two close calls already.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has been changed.
It's a safety.
The quarterback's knee was down in the end zone with control of the ball in his hand. Therefore, we have a safety.
Hey.
It'll now be a safety kick.
First points that the Seahawks have given up in the first quarter all year.
Come on, a safety.
And a safety. So, and the Colts will get the football back. Seattle still leads 3-2. Brissett with Robert Turbin to his right. Two receivers left. He takes the snap. Back to throw. He throws it out front. Picked off, and it's going to be a touchdown. With the ball, Earl Thomas. On a 28 for them is Justin Coleman, who is in place of Jeremy Long. The interception, the second thrown by Jacoby as a member of the Colts, gives them a little breathing room at 15-2. Second and 7 for the Colts at the 36 of Seattle. Brissett out of the gun. Gore to his right. Takes the snap, does Brissett. Brissett ducks under. He's going to run. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and down at about the 11-yard line. Tremendous run by Jacoby Brissett. 25 on the run, and the Colts are now in the red zone at the 11-yard line of Seattle. Turbin again is the tailback. First and goal from the 1-yard line. Again, Daniels in motion right, goes back to the left side. Brissett gives it to Turbin. Turbin dives. Did he get in or not?
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Colts. That would make it a 10-8 game. Three receivers go left. Jack Doyle comes right. Now Turbin comes right. Everybody in the middle for Seattle. Brissett takes the snap, steps up, looks. He dumps it to Jack Doyle and tipped away at the end. No good. Wilson play action, drops to throw, has some time. He's going to loft it, knocked away, intercepted by Farley. Let's see if they're going to count a catch. Colts intercept the fifth of the season. Matthias Farley with his first, and the Colts will take over at their own 46-yard line. Brissett takes the snap. Pressure coming. He's going to go for the end zone. Touchdown to Dante Moncrief, I believe. Yes, touchdown, and the Colts have taken the lead. By the score of 14-10, Brissett's first touchdown today. And what a throw and what a catch by Dante Moncrief. Waiting for the snap. It's there. The kick is up on its way. And it is missed. He missed it. And the Colts take a 5-point lead to the locker room. Colts 15. Seattle 10 at halftime. Wilson again out of the gun. Here comes the pressure, and he's going to run for it, and he's going to make it. Down to the 10, down to the 5, and down to the goal line, touchdown. Nope, they're going to say he's down at the 1. Again, Russell Wilson, you can't give up on him. Now the Seahawks are 1 yard away from taking the lead. Russell Wilson goes out of the gun, keeps Carson to his right. 1 yard, they can do a lot of things. They're going to give it. No, he keeps it. He throws it wide open in the back of the end zone. 2-point conversion, 18-15. And it's now a 3-point deficit. Wilson may have changed the play, takes the snap. Colts coming with a blitz over the middle, and a ball is intercepted by the Colts. And with it, Malik Hooker. He's down to the 40, to the 30. Cuts back into the 25 and wrestled down at the Seahawks 24. His third interception of the year, and a big, big pick, the second one of the night for the Colts. 40-yard field goal opportunity for Adam Vinatieri. Sanchez will hold. Snap, ball down. The kick is on its way. It is good. You could hear it by the silence of the crowd.
Okay.
We got an 18-18 game here with 4:53 to go in quarter number three. Back to throw is Wilson. Wilson stays in. He's going to aim one down the field. It is caught by Jimmy Graham deep into Colts territory. Down around the 30, maybe inside, yes, to about the 27-yard line. 33 on a great pass from Wilson to Jimmy Graham. And they give the ball outside and then race into the end zone. J.D. McKissic. I talked about his speed again and again and again. And he broke one tackle and he was in the end zone. Boom, gone. And the Seahawks now lead by 6, 24-18. Jack Doyle is the wingback. Brissett goes out of the gun. Takes it to Gore, drops to throw. He's going to throw, but it's hit and it's incomplete. No, they're saying it's a loose ball. Seattle's got it and scores again. Wilson, play action. He's going to look for Doug Baldwin. He throws to a wide open. Luke Wilson, touchdown Seattle, and they have blown it completely open. 38-18 with the extra point to come. Wilson takes the snap. Colts coming with a blitz, and Wilson's going for the home run to McKissic. He caught it. Touchdown. Took it away from two defenders. And they have blown us out. 45-18. Jacoby Brissett, Matt Jones is to his right. They've been just running the ball, and they're going to do it again with Matt Jones. And Matt gets a couple. Just running the clock down and get this thing over with. And that's going to be the last play of the game. So the final score will read the Seattle Seahawks 46, the Indianapolis Colts 18. Seattle's now 2-2. The Colts in last place in the AFC South. They're 1-3, but only one game out of first place.